Manifesto, an action to a call. What does a pro-equity future look, sound, smell, taste, or feel like for individuals, institutions, and communities? Equity is about recognizing that we do not all start from the same place, and that we must actively strive to acknowledge and address these imbalances. It takes into account and aims to extinguish systematic inequalities to ensure communities have access to opportunities, resources, and outcomes in a safe and supported way. The Equity Builder is our action in response to the calls for change within and beyond Arts House. We began this work by considering the ever-evolving conditions in our communal digest, including systemic racism, cultural labor, climate crisis, scarcity mentality, and data trauma. Arts House pledges to listen, learn, and act. We will do this by cultivating intersectional safety, repair, belonging, solidarity, and self-determination, reaching towards equitable futures across our operations, programs, and platforms. The Equity Builder is a living framework that hums through the shared imagination of its collaborators and community. Bruce Pascoe poses, "How we relate to each other is how we relate to the land." The Equity Builder is grounded in a planetary understanding that everything is interconnected. Land, humans, plants, animals, sky, and waterways become entangled into art, labor, policy, capital, commerce, and caring for country. We understand that policy and advocacy change work is wave-like. It flows, crashes, rides against the tides, shapeshifts, and can sometimes be glacial in pace. We, however, remain buoyed by the hope of an embodied, expansive, and liberated future. At Arts House, our equity work is anchored by five principles that act as our guiding force. 1. Tell the truth about ourselves, our sector, our histories, and our futures. We pledge to learn and engage in the process of truth-telling and turning our mindsets towards historical and present realities of settler-colony conflict and injustices. We recognize the importance of speaking truth to power as taught to us by so many elders, and the spiritual profundity of the First Nations knowledge systems that we have cared for country since the first sunrise. 2. Embody and honor lived experiences at all levels of the process. How might we listen to the multiple rhythms of our society's lived experiences? By acknowledging that overlapping realities and complexities exist, we vitalize the layers of insight, transformations, and tensions without flattening the contours of who we are and our relationships to others. 3. Commit to lifelong learning, listening, and bringing people together. Central to lifelong learning is the need to unlearn biases and honor multiple belief systems. We can raise the volume through deep listening, widening the door, and leaving it propped open to invite others in on their own terms. In our desire for a fairer artistic ecology, there will be times where we might get things wrong. But we do not believe this should stop us from pursuing change. We will endeavor to recognize and reduce harm where we misstep. 4. Practice hope as a social and political act. How do we swim against the tides of unequal power structures to inhabit radical principles and regenerative solutions? Feeling hopeful is not enough. We will manifest hope through enacting policies, frameworks, and programs that engage in decolonial dreaming, cross-solidarity, and slow and sustainable workflows that lead to more expansive futures. 5. Move from ethically defensible to ethically responsible. Some ethical labors, such as the practices of allyship, language revitalization, and climate justice, can be ongoing and complex work. We will not choose the path of least resistance. Instead, we will move the dial with intent and purpose towards the growth zones of ethical good, accountability, and communal responsibility. We each play a civic role to reimagine, restore, and repair our ecosystem. Only together can we build collective euphoria.